At the hearing, the state auditor read off a list of 6 statute violations the WEDC has committed over the past year, including reporting inaccurate job creation numbers. Democratic State Representative Melissa Sargent asked Auditor Joe Chrisman about the return on the over $80 million WEDC spent last year. The audit found 3,600 jobs were retained or created as a result of that expenditure.
So if I do that math, we've spent roughly $39,880.36 per job created. Is that correct?
We did not perform the cost per job created analysis.
It's pretty simple math. That's stunning to me. We've got work to do.
But WEDC Secretary Reed Hall takes issue with those numbers. He told the committee the agency created 24,000 jobs. That includes 19,000 anticipated jobs.
You have to understand that the jobs we create and the contracts we enter into require companies to recruit over time, sometimes 5 years. So if we have a contract and a grant this year, the commitment from the company may not come to fruition for 5 years down the road.
But Hall says the agency is ready to comply with the audit board's recommendations to revamp its reporting procedures by October. Meanwhile, legislators are working on a package of reforms that will give the WEDC board more oversight power and potentially appoint a new chairman of that board. The current chairman is Governor Scott Walker. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.